trees, for instance, with weeds that are blown on. You know, you play by that you play in your mouth.
I had a Jew's harp.
Okay, and
that's it.
Would you
about 4 inches long? You blow on it with right by left or right with your hands, both left and right, and blow on it.
And what did you blow on it or what?
Blow on it, yes.
Okay, is that always called a Jew's harp or was it
Jew's harp? No, a harp. Now, a Jew's harp, you've got a frong. That's a piece of steel metal like this, you know, in your company. Now, a harp was one you played left and right in your mouth and neck, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can play most any type of music you want to do. Buggy town, right now, no wagon on that town. And the horse there, buggy, had a shaft.
Okay, what's
shaft of fish wood on either side.
Uh-huh.
It was going on.
So you had to back up the horse into the
shaft, yeah. You raise it up like that, and the horse got position to let it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you could raise it up vertical?
Yeah.
And then put it down on each side.
Now the tongue, you just prop it up on the far end on a piece of wood, and then you hook your over your horse collar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the rim of a wagon wheel? The steel rim that goes in front of the outside of the wagon wheel.
Tire.
Have you ever seen belly?
Uh-huh.
Belly?
I can't place that thing.
Okay. Okay, what do you call a little piece of wood in front of the wagon that the horses come back to in order to be tied?
Trace.
Okay. And it's
that's what you hook the traces on.
But what is the trace fastened to?
It's fastened to the wagon tongue.
To the wagon tongue. You would never call that that piece of wood there in front of the wagon a single tree.
Yeah, a single tree.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?
No, not harder. No.
Always call it a single tree. If you had a wagon and you had a single tree on either side, well, let's say for each horse,
double.
You call it a double or a double tree? Or?
Yeah, for double.
Okay. Hey, what all would you carry in wagons? What all do people carry in wagons?
Well, they carry supplies, sugar. Besides the salt meat, lard, barrels of flour, 1 pound sack of sugar, and they take chickens or butter and eggs to market them in different ways, even for different things. That's after things got better in the early late 80s. 1800s and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you always carry things? Or did you sometimes have to just pull them along, drag?
Well, a lot of times.